Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDA. I feel so good right now. One of the things I was dealing with all week long was some real, real severe abdominal pain. I had been doubled over in cramps, abdominal cramps, not menstrual cramps. Don't worry, I'm good for another 4 or 5 hours on that one. But abdominal cramps, and it all started because last weekend I went and saw Ted 2, and I busted a gut laughing so hard that my tummy hurt all week long. So finally, I feel pretty good as long as nobody reminds me of some of the jokes that they did in the movie. Seth MacFarlane, I don't know how his mind works, but he is hilarious. So a lot of you guys are kind of sitting there going, what am I going to do this weekend? Am I going to see a movie? Everybody get your pencils out because it's pop quiz time. Pop quiz. You guys thought, you see, I was talking about a movie. You didn't think you were going to get a pop quiz? Pop quiz. Pencils out. Let's go. Number two pencils. No pens. No cheating. I haven't given you guys a pop quiz in months. All right, here we go. I need to know if you're listening to my show during the week. I don't sit here and do hours upon hours of radio each day just to talk to myself, even though I probably do. Number one, are you ready? Which favorite food staple has one of the largest concentrations of arsenic? No, all questions are equal points. Okay, is it A, double chocolate cake with a mousse ganache? Is it B, lobster? Is the favorite food staple that has the largest concentration of arsenic option number C, the house cat? Or D, is it rice? Okay, which one has the highest concentration of arsenic of those four? Number two, which rice has less arsenic, white or brown? Now, just because the next question has one of the four answers doesn't necessarily mean it's the answer to the question. Okay? House cat is a pretty damn good answer. Number two, which rice has less arsenic, white rice or brown rice? Number three, I hope you guys are, keeping up. True or false, disobedient kids make more money as adults. True or false? So your kids kind of back-talking you and sassing you, are they going to make, be some of the more successful adults later? We'll see. Number four, true or false? E-cigs, or electronic cigarettes, are less addictive than normal cigarettes. True or false? E-cigs are less addictive than normal cigarettes. If any of you guys, again, listen to my show, you know the answer. Number five, marijuana has been found to help cure which of the following? Is it A, the clap, B, hemorrhoids, or C, broken bones? What has marijuana been found to help cure? Guys, this isn't an essay test. Just write your answers down quick so we can move on. Number six, beetroot juice is which of the following? A, disgusting, B, green, C, good for working out as it increases exercise tolerance. I know that's a tough one. I know I could pick one of two answers on that one. Number seven, Donald Trump is, all right, which of the following? A, a Republican, B, an independent, or C, a plant for Hillary Clinton, or D, unsure. Okay, I will give you guys probably this only time I will allow an unsure answer. because I need you guys to pass this test. Otherwise, I lose my job. Number 8, this galaxy contains only one Earth. Is that statement true? And if so, which are the following? A, I don't know. B, I don't care. C, nope. Okay. Number 9, what is a dad bod? Is it A, a car? Is it B, a father who has ripped muscles, nice 12-pack or 6-pack, and then some real good tight glutes? Or is it C, a father who is getting abdominal fat and tummy tire that the kids get to push screaming jelly tummy? All right? And final question, number 9. Tools for teachers helps which group of employees? Is it A, lobbyists, B, sigmoidoscope cleaners, or C, teachers? All right, pencils down. Pencils down. There's 9 questions. So if you miss one, you could get an A, 2 for a B, that kind of thing, okay? All right, here we go. All right, we got to go through these pretty quickly, and then we'll go through the story behind it. Which favorite food staple is one of the largest concentrations of arsenic? Is it your double chocolate cake? Is it your lobster? Is it your house cat? Or is it rice? It's rice. Okay, rice has about 10 times more arsenic than a lot of other crops that are grown. We'll talk about why. And nobody should be eating their house cat. Okay? Number 2, which rice has less arsenic, white or brown? Actually, white rice does. And we'll talk about why. Number 3, true or false, disobedient kids make more money as adults. There was a study that came out saying they actually do. We'll talk about that. Next, e-cigs are less addictive than normal cigs. That is false. They are not. They're actually as addictive and potentially more. We'll talk about that. Number 5, marijuana has been found to help cure the clap. No, hemorrhoids, no, but broken bones. They actually found that marijuana, and no, you don't really stick the doob in the middle of the broken bone, but marijuana seemed to help mend these bones and make them stronger. We found that to be a pretty fascinating study. 6, beetroot juice, is it disgusting? Is it green or is it good for working out as it increases exercise intolerance? The answer to that is C, as it looks like most of the answers on this quiz. But if you guys put beetroot juice as disgusting, I'm okay with that because it really does look disgusting. Number 7, Donald Trump. Is he a Republican? Is he an independent? Or is he a plant for Hillary Clinton? Or we don't know. I would just say we don't know. I'm really, really confused, but I'm leaning towards C. Next, the galaxy contains only one Earth. I don't know, I don't care, or nope. Nope, we think we found another Earth-like planet, which I hope my affiliate director is all over because I really need some extra radio affiliates. What is dad bod? It's a father who gets abdominal fat and tummy tire. We'll talk about that. And tools for teachers help which group of employees? The teachers. Come on, people, teachers. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Expand your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Trevor, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Robert calling from Los Angeles. Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Good. I love your show, Dr. Dahlia. I learned a lot from you, and I love the GCN app, and you rock.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
I just got diagnosed with prediabetes, and I guess my glucose level was at 94. I just wondered what your thoughts on prediabetes and what I need to do to prevent diabetes.
That's a good question. Can I ask you, what was your hemoglobin A1C? Did they test a glycohemoglobin or something that's...
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at my blood test now. Is that under the comprehensive metabolic panel or is that in another one?
No, it would be probably, it might be on, you usually have a comprehensive, but it would be a separate one, although they may not run it if they aren't expecting you to be diabetic. And so, so your sugar level was 94. Is that all they ran on you was the comprehensive?
Yeah. They did a bunch of, you said hemoglobin, is that what you said?
It would say a glycohemoglobin.
Oh, glycohemoglobin. There's one for hemoglobin, and it says
That may be in your blood count. Yeah, that would be in your blood count. How about this, what's your cholesterol?
Cholesterol, okay. I got a whole bunch of tests here, see?
No, that's good, that's good. I might as well ask you, if the what was the pregnancy test?
Okay, my cholesterol was 163, I believe, or 92.
Okay, and the triglycerides, what were the triglycerides? I know it sounds like I'm stalling, but I'm not. I'm just trying to get the whole picture.
No, that's fine. I'm just trying to, okay, triglycerides is 131.
Okay, good, good. Oh, that's excellent. Okay, because normal triglycerides should be under 150. I know. Meanwhile, I'm texting my doctor going, what the hell are these numbers? No, Robert, okay, not too shabby. Your blood sugar is 94. We want, and you were fasting when you did that, right? You hadn't had anything to eat?
Yes.
Excellent. Right. Okay, so I think you're good. So why would they call you pre-diabetes? Usually, I don't call you pre-diabetic unless I see you flirt closer to the hundreds, like 101, 105. If your triglycerides, the fats in your blood, are over 150, and then if I see that your glycohemoglobin or hemoglobin A1C, which looks at how sugary your blood cells are, if I see that number being over 5.6. So, right now, your numbers look good. And a few years ago, nobody would even be talking to you about diabetes. So, if they're saying pre-diabetes, that means if you're just a few points off, you're going to be starting to fly into the diabetes range because your fasting blood sugar should be less than or equal to 100 milligrams per deciliter, anywhere between 70 to 100, I like. Or if we did a test where you ate and then we looked at 2 hours after eating, we usually want you under 140, sometimes 150, 160, depending on if you're over 50 or 60 years old. So right now you're looking good, okay? Your sugar's 94. So we should all pretend that we're pre-diabetic. And what do we do if we all pretend we're pre-diabetic? We eat right. So we cut back our rice, we cut back our breads, we cut back our starches, we cut back our carbohydrates, we cut back our soda pop, we cut back our French fries, sugars, sweets, and we exercise more. People also say to cut back on red meat. Are you already kind of making some dietary changes?
Yeah, I sure have. And actually, I'm going to a dietitian next week to talk about it. And I've been exercising more. So I think that's hopefully helped. So I need to lose weight. Right now, I'm about 203 and I'm 5'8". So I want to get down around the weight range. So,
okay, yeah.
To do.
Yeah, like a 170, 180 would be nice. And maybe kind of, you know, tight. It depends on your body build. But absolutely, watching your weight, watch your salt, make sure you get good fluids and get good sleep. We're also finding lack of sleep could put you at risk for diabetes, too.
Yeah, I actually have been diagnosed with sleeping disorder, and I actually had the surgery for sleep apnea, which helped a lot because I couldn't tolerate the CPAP machine. So I'm hoping that helped a lot. I actually sleeping better since that surgery. So, but that's something I'm always thinking about, how to sleep better. So,
exactly.
Another quick question. If I could.
Yeah, sure.
I just got over melanoma skin cancer on my leg where there was like a birthmark that actually started moving. And they told me it was a really dangerous type of melanoma, and they cut it off my leg, and they checked my lymph node, and they did a biopsy, and it did not spread. How concerned should I be about that cancer coming back? Or once they cut it off, it wasn't spread to my lymph node. Is there still a chance of it spreading in my system?
That's a great, great question. Yeah, so you had a melanoma on your leg. This is usually what we do with anybody that had melanoma. We usually have the dermatologist still watch you very closely. But also, if there was not a lot of rhyme or reason for you to get that first melanoma, they're going to also keep an eye on new melanomas. Like, for example, I had a pre-melanoma spot on my arm. We don't know why I got it, except maybe because I usually drive on the passenger side because my husband drives and I got to sit by the window, you know, because I'm the wife and I'm supposed to sit there and give him directions like I do. But once I told my dermatologist that, you know, we removed it, margins were clear. I did it myself left-handed, so I'm pretty proud of myself. His answer to that was, well, are you growing them anywhere else? So what would be your – one is congratulations for knocking that puppy out of the ballpark. So good job being so diligent on, you know, double-checking your moles. Great job. But if the margins were clear and the lymph nodes were negative, yeah, they're still going to keep an eye on you in case there was a rogue cell. But keep in mind, you know, we all have the potential to have some rogue melanoma cell that we don't know about. So the good news to any of this is you're going to be watched pretty closely, whereas the average person is only going to show up to the dermatologist whenever they remember. So you're going to be on a tight regimen of them watching and keeping an eye on the spot, etc. And like I said, hopefully you're in the clear. But again, melanoma, again, it could be a little tricky. So they're going to definitely keep an eye on you.
Okay, very good. Yeah, because I've already been to the dermatologist after my surgery, and I don't again in a couple of months. So
nice. So. Okay, excellent. Robert, it sounds like you're doing good. Keep me posted on everything, okay? And let me know how your sugar's doing. Okay?
I sure will. Thank you so much for your time. You rock.
Anytime. You take care. Thank you. Bye. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, good. See, somebody out there thinks you see, all you guys do is criticize me all the time. Dr. Dahlia doesn't know what she's talking about. Did you see how I touch medicine? I know. Not too shabby. My kids don't think I know anything. I got two kids right now, going through, one is halfway through his puberty. I mean, really pubertizing fast. And the other kid is just about to hit that burst. His voice going down a little bit. He's starting to get tall. He's starting to get the muscles in his chest. And, you know, when boys start to get muscle, they think they can out-muscle mama. And, in fact, one of them, fed me a bunch of bull crap the other day about something. There was a summer school class that I enrolled him into because I, you know, wanted to keep him away from the computer. And, you know, I figured he could, you know, use some extra review. Well, the summer school class was supposed to be for 3 weeks. He said week two just reviewed week one, and the class was only supposed to be 1 week. And they offered three separate weeks for kids depending on their schedule. So, all right, you know, dumb me. I'm like, all right, well, then I'll disenroll you. No problem. I didn't realize you were doing a repeat. How embarrassing for you. I'm sorry. You know, I'll take you to Target and buy you a toy or whatever I do, right, when I have to eat some crow. I call the school, and they're like, what? No, it's a three-week course. So I found out that this kid fed me a whole bunch of crap, right? And I was angry. First, I was shocked. I was like, nah, my baby wouldn't do that, right? You know, then I was angry. I was like, wait, you know, then I was sad that my baby would do something like that. But you want to know what? When it was all over, I wrote this on Facebook. I told you guys on Facebook. When I was kind of proud of him, you know, because this kid's got some skills. Okay, he was able to snow his mama, and they can. My patients can't snow me, but my kids can. Well, a study came out saying disobedient kids make more money as adults. So maybe I have some hope here. So when my son says he's going to bed and instead sneaking video games all night, maybe that means he will make money. According to a study, I think I'm on break. All right, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.
From the makers of Rocket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Rocket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at rocketpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. rocketpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch. Watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, we are coming into back-to-school supply time where, you know, you're shopping and you see all the pretty colors of the markers and the crayons, etc. Well, in my neck of the woods in Las Vegas, Nevada, most of the Clark County School District teachers have to actually buy and pay for their own supplies, which I think, and I think a lot of people think, is pretty ridiculous. So what we've created is a Tools for Teachers school supply drive where we are collecting school supplies for the teachers. All right, so for those of you that live in Las Vegas, Nevada, please pick up some extra supplies, and you can drop them off at any Storage One self-storage. And after August 1, any Vons Albertsons will have areas for you guys to drop, pick up supplies and drop off. And then for those of you teachers in my neck of the woods, August 22nd, Saturday, we are going to have Tools for Teachers Day at the Public Education Foundation Teachers Exchange. So that should be a lot of fun. Come out, meet me. It should be pretty cool. A lot of goodies, and you'll be able to pick up a bunch of supplies through the Teachers Exchange. So we're pretty excited about that. Go to Tools for Teachers on Facebook, Twitter, or toolsforteachers.net website, and we'll have all the information. All right? So really quickly here. Disobedient kids are making more money than adults. According to a study in development psychology, researchers in Luxembourg tracked data on more than 700 people from the ages of 12 to 52 and discovered that those kids who defied authority tended to have higher incomes later as grown-ups, or they were, as kids, defied authority. Reports, I guess, the journal Quartz. I guess they say rule-breaking and defiance of parental authority are the best non-cognitive predictor of higher income after accounting for IQ, parental socioeconomic status, and educational attainment. That's pretty science, scientific sounding, isn't it? Boy, that could be like a tongue twister. Researchers floated some theories on why this might be the case. Maybe the defy authority types might be more aggressive when negotiating salary or raises. Maybe they thrive on competition. They might be more willing to break the law or at least engage in iffy behavior to boost their income. You see, I was class clown, but I always followed the rules, which is probably why as a doctor I don't make as much as other doctors. Maybe I just don't know how to, make money in medicine, but I blame Obamacare. I don't want to say, I don't like how the study makes it sound like the bad kids were the ones that later as adults be bad and they make more money. I mean, what is it about a kid that does everything they say versus a kid that doesn't? Okay? In my family, I was the kid that was more kind of the straight and narrow. And, my brothers and sisters could think laterally. They got in trouble a lot more than I did, but they are truly smarter than I am. They are. They just can look at something and get the joke, and I'm like, I don't get it. And so maybe these kids that defy authority and they, I want to do this, I'm going to do this, whether my teacher or my parent says, otherwise, maybe these are the ones that have the gumption and the cojones to go and make it as far as they need to. So, I think what this story is a feel-good story. So for those of us who don't know what to do with our kids because they don't listen to us, and, we live in a time now where we, really don't use the same types of punishment that we had when we were kids, thank God. Maybe there's some hope. Maybe they're going to, make more money later and support us. Although, if they don't like us to the point where they disobey us, they may not want to support us. So maybe we need to find, a good kid. That's always the case. You got a good kid, you got a bad kid. Yeah, I love my kids, but I know exactly which kid is going to take care of me and support me later. And I know which kid is going to flee. I already know. I got that figured out. And don't worry, I'm grooming the other one. Boy, am I grooming him. All right. A lot of you guys failed the quiz miserably. Boy, you failed it. So let me quickly school you. All right. So the favorite food staple that has one of the largest concentrations of arsenic is rice. Rice has a lot of arsenic. I wrote in the Epoch Times, Jerry Doyle's website, a piece on how to decrease the arsenic in your rice. All right. Now, rice, a lot of crops grow in soil, but rice is flooded in water. And water, arsenic gets dissolved well in water. So as your rice plants soak up the water, they soak up more arsenic. There's a couple different types. You got the organic and the inorganic. Organic arsenic is less toxic. We see it in seafood, but the inorganic forms in water and soil, etc., are the ones we're talking about. And it could be linked to skin cancer, bladder cancer, kidney cancer, lung cancer, diabetes, neurological conditions, abnormal heart rhythms, and the list goes on. So obviously we don't want any of that on our plates. So, some people say, well, I eat brown rice, it's healthier. Brown rice may be healthier from a glycemic index standpoint, but it has more arsenic because in order to make white rice, you got to get rid of the germ of the brown rice, and the germ concentrates a lot of the arsenic. So white rice seems to have less arsenic than brown, we're told. But what a lot of you guys do when you get your rice is you soak it. You soak it to get rid of the pesticides and get rid of the arsenic. Rice likes to soak things up. So the rice will just soak the arsenic back up. So researchers at Queen's University Belfast found what you do is you stick the rice in the filter section of a coffee percolator. And I was like, percolicious. Put it in the percolator. And the reason why that works is as the hot water drips onto the rice, it will leach out the arsenic and the pesticides. All right, do it for 20 minutes for white rice, 40 minutes for brown, and then you go and cook it. So for those of you trying to make a quick arroz con pollo, maybe this isn't the way to do it, but, you know, maybe you could pre-prepare your rice, etc. So I thought that was pretty cool. All right. Another thing I wrote a piece on that's also in the Epoch Times is the e-cigarettes being more addictive than regular cigarettes. E-cigs have the type of nicotine that is very, very addictive. I guess it's a quote-unquote freebase form. And they found that this nicotine is very easily absorbed, especially when we're talking about pulmonary-wise and aerosol. And so they found a study that people say, yeah, I'm quitting smoking because I'm going to e-cigs. That may not be the most strategic because the nicotine in the e-cigs is pretty damn addictive. And then another thing they found in this study, I wonder who I could give credit to. I know it's published in Chemical Research and Toxicology. I don't know exactly which group gets the credit. But another thing they found is when the cartridge says there's X amount of nicotine, it wasn't always the case. The nicotine amounts were wrong. So you guys need to be very, very careful when you're saying, look, I'm going to quit smoking just by going to the e-cigs. All right? You know, one of the ways to quit smoking is getting off the nicotine. So if you're just loading yourself up with more nicotine, mm-mm. All right? Another study we talked about earlier this week was how marijuana has been found to help mend broken bones quicker and stronger. So, again, we do not want to stick, you know, when there's a trauma and there's somebody with a big, huge femur fracture, you really don't want to stick a lit dube in the femur fracture, but they did find studies where marijuana actually helped the bones heal quicker. Beetroot juice we're going to talk about appears to help increase exercise tolerance, all right? We're going to talk about that. But, you know, it's interesting. I want to just politically talk about Donald Trump here, all right? News broke out that his team maybe, and again, I can't verify this, whatever the media tells us, you still don't know if it's 100%, that his team may be looking at running as an independent. Now, some of you are scratching your head going, why would Donald Trump do that if he's already ahead in the GOP polls? Well, as we know with the polls, they can, you know, vary and fluctuate. And I think Donald Trump really loves being in the headlines. He is now being talked about every day and he is on the front page of every paper. So, if he loses the nomination for the GOP, I wouldn't be surprised if he wants to, you know, if he runs as an independent. But what I really wouldn't be surprised by is how all of this could be some setup, right, for Hillary Clinton. You get a Republican that dominates the media, dominates the news circuits, starts to say a lot of things that will attract a lot of Republican ears. Like, yeah, you know, we're going to, you know, figure out how to fix the economy. I'm going to step in. I'm not going to, you know, let this Iran deal, you know, fly and all the other stuff he says. So he starts to get, you know, the Republicans' attention, you know, but then he makes all these faux pas, which almost look calculated. Right? You're like ripping on the military. Why would he even do that? Why would he even go there? You know, and why would he alienate the Mexican demographic? So you almost wonder, was this all designed to help Hillary later? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, or 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Marlene calling. Hey, Marlene, where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
Hey, yay! And dude, what's going on, sweetie?
Well, I had the pleasure of having lunch with you one day a couple years ago, but I want to say...
Oh, hi! Did I make you pay the bill? Did I make you pick up the tab? Okay, good.
No, you did not.
Thank God.
Anyway, I listen to you every Saturday, and You made the comment that you're not as smart as your other siblings. Well, I want to tell you, primary doctors that I've gone to, unless it's a cold or a flu, they send you someplace else. I can listen to you, and I get lots and lots of answers.
Mm-hmm.
So in my book, you're smarter than most of the primary doctors here in town.
Oh, honey, you are so sweet. Okay, now I'm definitely going to pick up the tab because that definitely was worth some monetary compensation. Marlene, honey, you're awesome. But here's the thing, though, I want to explain to you while I have you on the air. As a primary care doctor, I refer a lot, too. And one of the main reasons I refer is because of liability. You know, when I was trained as a family doc, I was trained to deliver babies. I was trained to do C-section. I was trained to do a hysterectomy, to do sigmoidoscopy, colonoscopy. But I practice in Las Vegas, where you and I live. And if, you know, something, God forbid, happened and the news broke, family doctor Dahlia Wax, who never seems to brush her hair, you know, loses child in delivery when she was practicing out of her scope, I would lose my license. I would unfortunately possibly lose a life, you know, in the process of the patient I took care of. Even though I'm very confident with my baby delivering skills, I'm, you know, when it's out of your scope, if anything goes wrong, you don't have anybody to, you know, vouch for you. Nobody's got your back. So now I have a person with an anemia. I need to make sure there's no blood in the stool. I need to get, you know, a hematologist involved. So, you know, my patients, Marlene, would probably, you know, agree with you saying, you know, yeah, primary care doctors, they refer all the time. But it's because if we get nailed for anything and we were practicing out of our scope of practice, we're liable. And the patients have a right to know that I'm not an expert in C-section or seizures, etc. Unfortunately, it causes you as the consumer, or, you know, me as a patient, or you as a patient, to undergo a lot more testing and a lot of extra cost going to a specialist when back in the old days, your family dog would just take out the polyp or, you know, or the tonsil right then and there.
Yeah, and made house visits.
I know. The house visits were, I trained under a Dr. Donald Wicker. I don't know if you knew him, but Donald Wicker took care of lots of patients in the Las Vegas area. And I mean, you know, I remember in training, he's like, I wish I could tell you to just drop by their house and, you know, give this medicine to them. Here's their prescription and check on the little baby if you can. You know, he wanted, I remember him saying that. I'm like, why can't we do that? That would be so cool. You know, but then again, it's not the way the system is. You walk into somebody's house and you evaluate a kid without, you know, being in, you know, your office and having the nurse and having you're just opening yourself up to liability. So I know lawyers hate when I say this, but you know, part of the reason why we have, you know, the turmoil and painstaking bureaucracy that we have with medicine is because of the lawyers. You know, so, give a lawyer a hug out there and thank him for me.
Okay. All right, honey. Thank you. You made it a little bit more acceptable.
Thank you, Marlene. You hang in there, honey.
If my insurance covered you, I would be going to you.
Ah, sweetie, you're good. Well, you know what? Maybe the reason why you're so nice and healthy and alive is because you're not seeing me. So maybe let sleeping dogs lie. Anyway, Marlene, good to see you. Hope I run into you again.
Me too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Look, I'm a patient too, and I feel the same frustration that a lot of you guys do. You know, I had, many of you guys know that I was having some plastic surgery done on my breasts. I know a lot of you guys think they're fake, but they're not. They're real. The problem is after a couple babies, they seem to, you know, need more of a belt than a bra at, you know, but we won't go there. So I have a cyst in there. And will the plastic surgeon do it, deal with it? No. I had to go to a breast doctor and go through a whole completely separate test, separate doctor, because each person wants to just deal with their own, you know, and you know, I didn't want to go to a breast doctor. I wanted to keep you keep the news that I was having any plastic surgery quiet, a secret. I don't want anybody to know. I still don't want anybody to know. I don't want anybody to know that I had to have plastic surgery, which is why I never really talk about it. But in this particular case, I had to go to a breast doctor just to deal with the stupid cyst that could have easily been taken out by the plastic surgeon. But I understand there's liability. And so if I see a ganglion cyst, you know, sticking out of your hand, and I would love to scoop that sucker out. I would just love to just numb it up and slice it open and take a spoon and scoop the sucker and then sew. That I can't, I'm not allowed to do that. And it's not that I'm allowed, it's just, it's not in my scope of care, so I refer to a hand surgeon. And these hand surgeons are good, and they do a good job, and you guys have a right. I mean, you know, you have a right to go to the best of the best to handle your problem. You do. All right? And it's my job to allow you to take advantage of that opportunity. But, you know, unfortunately, it seems like you guys have to go through a lot. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Somebody else that goes through a lot are daddies. Yeah, the daddy. My husband has gone through so much just being my husband alone, let alone being daddy. Well, you know, researchers have kind of looked at what else is weighing on dad's minds or hips. Well, it looks like it's the dad bod. And they say men having children end up getting a dad bod, and it's not the sexiest. A study spearheaded by Craig F. Garfield, an associate professor in pediatrics, hospital-based medicine, and medical social sciences at Northwestern University, has proven that young males' body mass index numbers do increase during the transition from adolescence to fatherhood. And remember, men aren't the ones giving birth. The wives are. Yet we see men gain weight. Okay, Brad Pitt does not look as skinny as he used to in Thelma and Louise. Why? He's not the one that gave birth, so men get dad bods. All right, even though still Brad Pitt's very sexy. Through an examination of 10,253 men over a period of 14 years, the team revealed the science behind the dad bod. They said they look at outside factors, socioeconomic status, race, etc. But they found that they increase weight over the same over a period of time, and it's in those that have kids. Now, is it because they're eating poorly? Is it because, well, you know, they already found, you know, evolutionary wise, they already found their mate, right? They found their mate, so they reason why I'm laughing is my son was watching these two seals fight each other. And I come to see what he's doing, and you see these two seals, like, full of blood. You see blood in the water, and they're fighting. And my son goes, yeah, they're fighting over a mate, you know? And, you know, they're getting all bloodied up. And I said, you know, your father, you know, had to fight to get me. And my son, like, you know, he started to laugh and he had to stop himself because he didn't want to look rude. But I'm like, really? Is that thought so foreign? Is that hilarious that daddy had to fight for me? But, you know, think about it. Okay? You know, my husband, he dated a lot of women and way prettier and way sexier than me. But he figured that my big round hips would probably be the best evolutionary-wise to crank out two kids. And I did. So now he doesn't have to work to find another mate. He's got me. And that's why, you know, the six-pack goes. Even though he's still really sexy. All right, guys. Have a great day. Take me down
to the little white church. Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.